This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Malaysia's king named reformist opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim as the country's prime minister on Thursday, ending days of uncertainties after divisive general elections produced a hung parliament. Sultan Abdullah Sultan Ahmad Shah said Anwar will be sworn in later Thursday. Anwar's Alliance of Hope led Saturday's election with 82 seats, short of the 112 needed for a majority. Former Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's right-leaning National Alliance won 73 seats, with its ally, Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, emerging as the biggest single party with 49 seats. Anwar emerged victorious after other smaller blocs agreed to support him for a unity government. His rise to the top will ease anxieties in the multiracial nation over greater Islamization under Muhyiddin and spark hopes that reforms for better governance will resume. Police beat workers protesting over a pay dispute at the biggest factory for Apple's iPhone, whose new model is delayed for buy controls imposed as China tries to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases. Foxconn is struggling to fill orders for iPhone 14 after thousands of employees walked away from the factory in the central city of Zhangzhou last month following complaints about unsafe working conditions. China's status as an export powerhouse is based on factories like Foxconn's that produces the world's consumer electronics, toys, and other goods. Via remote, this is VOA News. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said on Thursday the focus for rescuers in Cianjur would remain on evacuating and finding dozens of people who were still missing from Monday's earthquake that killed at least 271 people. He told journalists that the steep conditions, rain aftershocks, and unstable ground were making search efforts difficult in the mountainous district. Widodo said 39 victims in total are believed to be still stuck in the soil and rubble of the collapsed buildings in Cianjur. More than 2,000 people were injured in the quake that displaced at least 61,000 people to evacuation centers and other shelters. The 5.6 magnitude of the Monday quake would not typically be expected to cause serious damage. But the quake was shallow and shook a densely populated area that lacks earthquake-resistant infrastructure. A 5-year-old boy was rescued Wednesday from the rubble of a collapsed house in the Indian village of Cianjur, damaged by the earthquake. His father said his mother and grandmother did not survive. A cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is claiming a growing number of children amid a surge in malnutrition, according to UNICEF. The deadly combination means that about 40% of cholera cases in the impoverished country of more than 11 million now involve children, with 9 out of 10 cases reported in areas where people are starving, according to the United Nations agency. Cholera has killed at least 216 people and sickened more than 12,000 since the first deaths were announced in early October, according to the Haitian Health Ministry and the Pan American Health Organization. They say about 9,300 people are currently hospitalized with the disease. UNICEF and Haiti's government are seeking at least $28 million to help feed, hydrate, and care for just over 1 million people affected by the crisis. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele promised on Wednesday to tighten security around major cities, the latest escalation of an 8-month-old war against gang violence, which human rights groups say is marred by unjustified detentions. Since March, Bukele has ordered the arrest of more than 50,000 suspected gang members, whom he calls terrorists, while denying basic process rights to those caught up in the dragnet. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.